Hey everyone, welcome to Industry Headlines. He's Kevin Kaufman, I'm Fred Weaver, and we're going to talk about what's happened in the real estate and mortgage world in the last 7.5 days.
Yeah,
added a half a day there because you missed some stories last week.
I did, and by like minutes too. So at any rate, this is the first time we've done a show together in a while. So anyways, welcome back, Fred.
Thanks. It's good to be alive in 2021.
It's been me. Anyways, all right. So hey, let's get started with kind of the roundup. We're going to talk about CoStar inching closer to another acquisition. We're going to talk about eXp World Holdings and their stock split, and then Zillow with some of their forecasts for 2021. All right, let's start at the top, buddy. I don't know if you heard this or not, but CoStar is inching closer to acquiring CoreLogic. That is going to be a rather large acquisition.
That's big, man. So yeah, they're one of two final bidders, if I understand correctly, that's pursuing this particular acquisition. Stay tuned on that, man. Like that's gonna increase CoStar and CoreLogic's bandwidth in a big way if those two come together. So it'd be interesting to see how that plays out in the industry. Maybe we'll talk about that in a future episode.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting. Just the kind of the moves CoreLogic has made here, declaring themselves, you know, hey, we're now going to be aggressive movers in residential real estate space. We're going to take on Zillow, et cetera. And we're going to basically have the back of the agents. So nothing else, super smart marketing ploy on their side, if nothing else. So excited to see. All right. So then last week I missed by like minutes the biggest news of the day, which was eXp World Holdings announcing a 2-for-1 split on the stock. And man, has that popped off since then.
Yeah. Maybe like more newsworthy today, if you want to bring this up to speed, is like the eXp stock price today is hanging around the 110 price, right? In that 116 to 119 range right now, which is pretty crazy. So this news obviously caused a big rush of investors to get in. The 2-for-1 stock split, just, it doesn't increase the value of the company per se. It just, you know, cuts the value of the share price in half and creates twice as many shares. So if you do own it, you will still own your same equity position after the split takes place in February. But obviously, if you do own it, you've been pretty happy over the last, 7-8 months, and specifically over the last 60 days.
Yeah. So a quick note or detail on that. So each stockholder of record as of January 29th, that's still 3 more days from now, will receive an additional share for each held share at that time. Those will be distributed after the close of trading on February 12th, which means on February 16th, eXp World Holdings common stock will begin trading on the stock split adjusted basis. So effectively, it's going to be half the price as it was the trading day prior. You'll just have double the shares.
Cool stuff. And then lastly, Zillow. So what does Zillow think, Kevin, about 2021?
Yeah, so they're predicting a 21% increase in home sales, the most recorded since 2005. So in the 2021 housing forecast, basically, they're coming out and saying, hey, like, this is going to be another gangbuster year. So approximately 5.6 million existing homes were sold in 2020, which was just a little more than 5% increase above 2019, according to Zillow. And they're predicting 6.82 million existing homes, 6.82 million existing home sales in 2021, which would be, I want to say, the most recorded, you know, number of sales in a calendar year since 2005. And they're expecting that to be 21% increase over 2020.
Well, I don't know this number, but they must have looked at the national number of building permits that are approved. I know in Phoenix, the building permits are going up this year, which should help with some more inventory. But nationally, I can only hope that's true, because otherwise these markets that many of us are selling real estate in don't have a lot of inventory. So they got to go create it, or I guess solutions like Boxable, which maybe we can talk about another time, are going to have to show up, because we're going to need some way to create this inventory if this demand stays this high.
Yeah, no doubt. All right. So we're going to sign off here from snowy Phoenix, Arizona. I woke up to snow again this morning in my backyard. Literally, it was snowing again today. See, it happens here in Phoenix too, guys. So I don't know what the rest of the country is worried about. All right.
70 degrees next week. Come on back, son.
Yeah, I'll take it back. All right, y'all. See you next week.
Did you enjoy today's podcast? Join the Kevin and Fred community, part of eXp Realty, and partner with us today. You'll get free access to live trainings 2 or more times a month, live events and in-person masterminds, digital downloads to help you run and scale your business, and much, much more. To learn more and join our community, visit kevinandfred.com/contact and contact us today. Not ready to join our community? No problem. Continue enjoying all this great content on our podcast for free.